Hello and welcome. I'm Danty.
I'm Herfy Durfy.
And I'm Temp.
And this is Go Mode and Link to the Past Randomizer podcast. And it's a very special episode today for no one except me, because we already had our 100th episode. And unless you're just here for me and me alone, this is your 100th episode at that point, too. So congrats to me. I did it. Put the medal on myself. I haven't gotten fired yet, and I kind of thought I was actually a couple weeks ago.
What happened a couple weeks ago?
Oh, that was when the whole thing in the Discord where, you know, Skelly was talking about his name and people calling him Skell. And I was like, yeah, I knew Tim did it wrong, and I didn't say anything because he just kept going and I didn't want to interrupt him. And then as we had our pre-recording banter, I was like, yeah, we were talking about this, and I said, yeah, I realized in hindsight, not saying anything was the more wrong move here.
It made me laugh. It really did. Like in the, I don't even remember what chat, but it was like the day after the episode. You know, people usually chat about the episode, which I love to read. And there was something about, somebody was like, hey, so Tim said Skell a bunch of times. Wasn't it supposed to be Skelly? Like, isn't that their name? And like immediately after that person sent that, Danty was in there like, yeah, I knew that, but I decided not to say anything.
I didn't even look at the timestamps. Like I had literally just clicked the channel and was like catching up and saw it. And I was like, oh, this might've been there for a while. And it had not. It was like, it looked like I was waiting for the moment. And I know just like comedic timing.
Throw Tim under the bus.
Yeah. Comedic timing is a thing, but I was all happenstance.
And immediately after that, Danty was like, maybe it would have been better if I would have said something on the episode instead of here. And I immediately responded and I was like, no, it's way better for me to find out this way when there's absolutely nothing I can do about it. But no, it's very funny. It's a minor thing. I know that Skelly is totally cool with it. And I mean, Skell is an abbreviation of Skelly, you know, so maybe I was just being extremely casual with our new moderator.
Yeah.
You know, we're best buds at this point, so I can shorten their name by a single syllable. So that could be my story.
But soon you'll just be calling Hawk 59.9 and in
Ha.
And Angry Pants is just gonna be Pants. Like,
just Mister.
Yeah, just you gotta save on those syllables. I totally get that.
Yeah, it saves a lot of time. Well, Danty, I didn't want to, breeze by your accomplishment. Congratulations on 100 episodes. If I may, I approach you cautiously. I take off the medal and I put the medal back on because I would love to be the one to put this medal on.
Right.
So congratulations.
Well, thank you.
On 100 episodes. I can't imagine this show without you, and I'm sure our listeners feel the same. So.
Yeah. I never thought I'd be here this long or at all. So here we are. No offense to you guys. It's just when you guys started the show, I was like, something to listen to. Great. Never thought I'd be on it. And then in 2020, I was like, this will be something fun to do for a little while, you know, long as I can. And here we are. So
we don't know when to quit. We don't know when to hang it up.
I mean, none really, of us do. I'm pretty sure we talked about this at length, especially after Danty came on. But I mean, really, if you all break it down, it was kind of SGL's fault that you're here, right?
Yeah.
Of course. I'm not trying to make it a bad thing, but yeah, it kind of. Like, you know, it's not that we didn't know you beforehand, and it's not that we didn't know what a great guy you were beforehand, but the SGL, you know, meeting in person, hanging out at the bar and talking and stuff, it just made all the difference, apparently. I mean, I really didn't have much to do with the decision process. I think we've talked about this as well. I just got told, hey, what do you think about this guy? I'm like, yeah, all right, sure.
He's a dude. And then you met me, and then it's like, oh, he's a dude that is not crazy.
He's a dude.
He's the kind of dude that's not afraid to tell us that he has a pressure cooker full of rice that he eats for breakfast in the morning in his room.
Right.
And I respect the hell out of that.
That was a good time to try that. I also was going to try something this year, to be honest, like when I go. And I decided against it. I actually pushed my trainer back. I talked to him, let him know what was going on. And I was like, I don't want to be starting this literally the week before I go out of town. I want to. I'm ready to start. I just, I really don't want to have to deal with that. And I also kind of want to go get a bunch of meat and other dinner things with people.
Yeah.
So
meat and alcohols and things. Yeah,
sure. And I didn't want to, you know, stifle that too much. I don't want to go off the rails, but I also don't want to just feel like I'm missing out the whole time. I don't want FOMO all weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's fair to say for everyone, when we're all at STL, you know, you're meeting us, you're meeting the people that we are behind the screen names, but we're also all at a convention away from our homes in like an unusual like circumstance and situation. So I think everyone is a little bit of a different version of themselves when they're at this convention. Yeah, I feel that way a little bit about me, you know, a little bit uprooted from my normal schedule and activities and things like that. And, you know, I want to do my best to be, you know, an extrovert and outgoing and adventurous and all that, but I get a little shy sometimes and, you know,
sure.
But this year, this is the third year. And I'm going to be really hyper focused on making sure I absolutely maximize all the time. And, you know, we talked a little bit about the mini episodes of GMP that I want to do. I'm really looking forward to, you know, pouring myself into those, but also just trying to watch as many races as possible, not being afraid to go up to people and tap them on the shoulder and say like, hey, I know I've seen your name before. I forget literally everything else about you. Oh, we raced 3 or 4 times. I'm sorry. I totally forgot that. That's my bad. But just, you know, I'd rather just go out there and be awkward and have the conversation than just like hold to myself because I'm afraid I might say something wrong, you know?
Yeah.
So
I've learned
that's what I'm going to be focused on.
I struggle with the same thing. It's kind of like I want to tap somebody on the shoulder and kind of initiate the convo. And I will always think, man, they're going to think I'm a complete doofus. So I'm not. And then they end up talking to me. And like, I'm so much more in my element when people come talk to me because, you know, some people say, well, Dante, you're one of the people that just seems the most outgoing. I throw myself into it most days because some days I just feel like, you know, no one likes me. It's the way I perceive it. So I throw myself head first to just get over the anxiety of talking to people I don't see every day. So, so if you see me and these two guys too, say hey to us if you haven't spoken to us yet. And no, if you have, say hey again, because I want to talk to as many people as we possibly can.
Yeah. And if it's a little awkward, that's fine. We'll get past it. We'll move on. And I think overall, we'll be happy that we had the interaction, not like, you know, hanging up on that.
So yeah, if you think we're weird,
that's what we are.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, I think I'm a little bit in a more, I don't know if you'd call it more privileged position, but it's definitely helpful to sit at the admin desk for at least 4 hours a day because people just have to come up to you and be like, hey, I'm this guy and I need a seed for game Y. And you're like, all right, I know your name. I know who you are. I know which game you play. You know, you don't ever have like a ton of conversation. But I remember one thing last year was the Wind Waker randomizer was there as well. And a guy came up and I was like, man, I know this guy. Where did I know this guy from? He looks so familiar. And he's like, hey, can I get a seat from a race against yada, yada, yada? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Who are you? And he was like, oh, I'm a gymnast 86 or whatever his name is. And I'm like, oh, of course you are. I've seen you at like 10 GDQs running weird like Wind Waker stuff and like fairy reviving in the air or something. And it's just like kind of surreal to see people like that. I remember in 2019, we had Spike Vegeta there running OOTR. So, you know, it's almost like meeting celebrities in a much smaller, you know, confined space.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Like celebrity's not the right word because it's like these people are not famous, but also what else do you call it when it's like, I recognize you, but you don't know who I am, but I know a little bit of, you know, about you.
It's called creep. No, I'm kidding. It's not creepy at all.
It's called parasocial relationship.
And it's one place where I noticed it really hard, not to go on about this for too long, but I remember in 2019, I walked upstairs from one of my admin desk shifts. And I ran like right back to back first into Mike Uyama and then I forgot his name. Has like the guy that took over for him, Matt Merkel or something like that.
I think. That sounds familiar.
I'm very sorry. I forgot his name, but I ran into both of them just coming down the stairs and checking it out because GDQ was helping out with some equipment and they wanted to see what the first SG Live was like.
Oh, cool.
And I just stopped him. I was like, hey, you have no clue who I am, but I just wanted to say thanks for all the entertainment and getting me into speedrunning and stuff. And they were like, oh, who's this guy? And I felt weird, awesome. Obviously, but it's like, if I don't talk to you right now, I'll probably never see you again in my whole life. So
Yeah, for sure.
Just do it. You know? Yeah, just do it. Absolutely. I'm going to be telling myself that. I hope that everyone who hears this has that mentality as well.
Yes.
We're just 2 weeks out. So in 2 weeks, I'll be getting on a plane, flying out. I'll be there Wednesday through Sunday afternoon, something like that.
Mm-hmm. So what happens when you make finals and you have to stay till Sunday evening?
I change my flight because if I'm potentially up for finals, I can afford it at that point.
Ooh. All right.
That's my mentality. Okay. That was my prepared response for that question because I figured somebody might ask, even though it is a ridiculous question.
I'm very curious. That's my plan. Yeah, what's going to happen this year? We don't have too many signups yet. I'm actually kind of surprised.
I think it'll be like similar to like the previous times. A lot of people who are going, saying they are going, are going to sign up last second, or maybe some people are just there for. I'm here to support the event and socialize. Mm-hmm. And I think that's totally fine to do too. So,
yeah, I didn't enter the tournament last year. I am this year, but mm-hmm. there could definitely be some people in that boat.
I'm sure there's a couple of people, and there's probably also a couple of people who just, you have until like the day before the event starts basically to sign up. That's what the deadline is. So, I guess some people just don't feel like rushing it, which is fair enough.
I mean, I'm sure it would be helpful to you as the crew to kind of have an idea of that number earlier rather than later, right?
But I mean, I'll just take a look at it the day before I get on the plane. And then once I land there, the day after is when I'll make the groups because that's when the deadline is. And it would be helpful to know because we might also adjust the group sizes a little bit and everything depending on how the numbers shake out because last year... We adjusted the group sizes from 6 down to 5, and that made it possible that we, that enabled us to just skip the big play-in race on Fridays completely. We just took the first two, I think, out of each group, and that, worked out perfectly to a top 16 bracket, and we didn't need a play-in race whatsoever. I think we had, one tie that needed to be resolved or something like that in a group. And it'd be extremely convenient if we could do that again, because those huge play-in races are a massive pain in the behind to coordinate in the rooms. And, you have to have enough proctors. You have to have a stopwatch on everyone's table because it's not like who raises their arm first anymore. You need to take down the individual times. And last year they were split up between two rooms on the opposite sides of the building. So it was a big thing.
And it may be something if we have to do, obviously going down a rabbit hole, but if we have to do that again, from what I understand, we are back at the 2019 rooms and then maybe a couple extra, but we're not going to be where we were in 2022. So the main lobby area is not, unless something changes, where we are planning for the event to actually be. I say we, but that's where, from what I understand, on the admin side, that we're not going to be there. So
you just reminded me to bring a bathing suit because that area in 2019 where all the rooms was, I feel like when you walk down it must be near the pool because I just associate that area with the smell of chlorine.
So there's that area. There's a glass door. That's what I'm trying to say. I wanted to say stained glass door, but it's not stained. It's just kind of like
that. That'd be so fancy. Religious.
It's that glass type that's where you can't see through it. Privacy glass, I guess.
Okay.
But anyway, if you go through that, it's literally the fitness center. And then when you walk to the right, as soon as you walk in the fitness center, there's a bunch of treadmills and then you can see a pool. I think they have a hot tub, but there's a pool beyond that, another door. So that's why you smell what you do, because imagine it out there like you remember and it's much worse than the fitness center. It makes it kind of hard to do exercise, to be honest.
If anyone runs into me in the basement, also, if you want to see the 2019 GMP live recording studio, I'd be happy to walk you back around to that. It's just in a hallway behind the room.
If we have the same rooms again. Yeah.
Oh, man. Maybe, charge admission, make a little bit extra money. There's an idea. So yeah, anyway, as you can tell, we're all super excited for STL. Just as a quick announcement update. So normally we would have another episode come out, as always, you know, 2 weeks from when this episode releases, which is a Wednesday. We're actually not going to do an episode that day because there's going to be the mini episodes we talked about last time, three 20-minute episodes, one on Thursday, one on Friday, and one on Saturday. As far as the format for those, what they're going to be, I think, you know, I appreciate those who gave some feedback after the last episode, after I'd asked, you know, kind of what do you want to hear? Generally, the response was like, whatever you think is good, which,
which is such a cop out. You're awful listeners. Give us ideas. Don't give us cop out answers like that.
At first, it sounds like a cop out, but in thinking about it, it's like, well, no, I think that's good advice because I think as long as I think it's interesting and then report on it, there's a good chance that other people might
find it
interesting as well.
Like if you're trying to report on something that you genuinely aren't excited about, it will probably show. And I think that's probably the underlying thing that maybe a lot of people were potentially thinking about. Yeah,
that. And I also, you know, I was jokingly saying that it was a cop-out answer, but I don't want to like make light of how much our listeners actually care for us to have fun at the event and not think about work, so to speak, right? That was like a main driving force.
But do we need like a GMP branded sign? Like we just like double stick tape to a mini mic, like the little ones I've got. And then every restreamed race, we just kind of sneak our mic in the camera and like, you know, it's like the big media center for, and I'm kidding. We're not doing that.
I love that. No, I like the idea of, I felt this way for sure in like 2018 and probably 2019 too, of like, we really need to get our name out there. Like the more people that can see like who we are and our logo. And like, I'm following a bunch of people on Twitch and Twitter and stuff like that. I feel like anyone who wants to find us can find us at this point. I'm not trying to like actively advertise as much as I was at the beginning of the podcast.
2018, like, 19 tips. He's got the cardboard sandwich board. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. He's got the cardboard sandwich board on. But now I'm just like, listen or don't, whatever. So. But yeah, STL, super exciting. Look forward to those mini eps as they come out. Of course, there's going to be some spoiler log as well. I don't know, Dante, how much you want to divulge about like the specifics around those episodes, or if you want to just kind of do what feels right.
I'm setting expectations low.
Okay.
it's going to be mini, like I said, like mini vlogs without the video part. So blogs, I guess. And then I'm going to like, you know, it's not going to be, it's not going to be like I ate sausage and eggs for breakfast, but it's going to be, you know, all right, so I took care of this and now we're going to, you know, see who we can mess around with and chat with. And, I'll try and document, like if I go out with some people, I may try to, you know, if I get their permission, we'll document stuff with them and, you know, talk about their experience. And, you know, if I go get KBBQ again with people and get some soju, that might be a long episode. Who knows? So
very good. Awesome. I'm looking forward to those too. I will legit like listen to those, even though I'm there experiencing a lot of it, because you can't be everywhere, you know, all the time. Sure. So be a good way to stay updated on everything that's going on. Cool. Speaking of staying updated, let's get into some of the stuff we have on our outline here. So the first one we have is League Season 6, of course, that continues along. Weeks 4 and 5 were the last two. I did not participate at all in either of them. It was kind of funny.
Tell us what happened with Spoiler Pilot.
We were both kind of witness to that, but it's you need to hear it from the horse's mouth.
I got out of it. So like an hour after we finished recording last episode, 2 Mondays ago. So again, like we have this conversation, we, you know, save our files, they send them to me. An hour later, Doc adds me in our like private channel for our team. And it's like, hey, Timp, so Tyler and I, you know, we had some extra time. We got together and did a practice. Tyler's actually piloting me. It's going really well. If you want, we found a time where we can meet up with our opponents. So we could just do this for you if you want. You should still be good in terms of all your like races and stuff. Is that okay? And I was like, is that okay? I could kiss you right now.
Slams the button.
Yeah. So that, I got out of it. I weaseled my way out of having to do any piloting for week 4, and we won both of our games. So it was strategically the correct
move. Worked out perfectly.
Who knows if we would have won if I would have piloted, you know, who's to say? I did put in the practice. I was ready for the challenge, but like, if you heard the last episode, you know, like if I didn't need to do it, I wasn't going to, and I didn't. And so huge shout outs to my teammates. I will be back in for week 7. I'm doing both of those co-op minimizers. I think one with Doc and one with Tyler. So I'll be getting some practice in on that this week. And we're basically at a point where there's a three-way tie for first in our division, and then we're one game back. So if we can win out and one of those teams slips, we'll basically be in the running for playoffs, which was kind of been our goal all along. So we're feeling good. Yeah, we're feeling optimistic about our chances. And so that's kind of the long shots update. We all actually, all three of us, were literally just watching a Pugs race. Not 30 minutes ago. shout outs and GGs to Matt 7898 for winning his race. But Dante, how's it been going for Pugs?
Man, so spoiler pilot, I've talked about, I thought it was hard. It's fun, but it's hard. And going into the Andy race, my pep talk to myself was just don't screw this up for them. If they lose, it's whatever. Just don't let something the stupid reason. You of you being the reason, like, oh, I forgot to tell you where the swamp small was, CAC W, you know. We were, I think, on good pace with Andy, and then he took a death on Laser Bridge, and we're like, all right, well, we got to play it out just in case, like, you know, we're behind now for sure, but let's play it out. And then he died on Laser Bridge again. And as he died, he like tossed his controller onto his desk and his SNES crashed. So we just were like, he's like, I'm just going to forfeit, dude. And I said, go for it. I'll hang around. I was like, what are you going to do? And it was really awkward because I had just opened the restream, and Ravis saw what happened, and he had just got there as well. And he was like, do you guys want a re-race? And I'm like, Andy, they're offering a re-race. Do you want to take this? And I'm like, please say no, I don't want to re-race this. And he was like, if we do, it's going to be for fun, like, you know, or something. We ended up not, like, Ravis figured out what happened, like the death and everything. Like, there was no way we were going to like redo this for keeps, so to speak. Anyway, Andy just glitched around. I kind of told him where some stuff was. We tried to make it fun for the restream, like the people still watching, because it was still like 20 to 30 minutes left in the seed, I think. Andy did some really very big major glitches, like, you know, the Landmo fight was completely unseeable. And then we ended up getting everything we needed for him to just kind of clip into GT and then climb it. So we had like a little mini race up GT, you know, between the two of them, him and 2C. And, you know, it was fun to watch. Obviously, like once he made the bat crash, he went to Magic Bat and EG'd into Ganon. And, you know, for fun. But it was cool to like have that, like let people, you know, watch all that, because it's kind of obviously terrible to watch like just one screen, like if he were to cut a stream or something. Yeah. We did bounce back with Matt that week. I went way too long on that. Sorry. But it was kind of funny to talk that part through.
That reminds me of something I want to mention once you're done, actually.
Yeah, we bounced back with Matt, had a pretty good race between the two of us. You know, he ran well. I felt like I piloted well. We did make a mistake, and watching the restream actually bailed us out because they made the same mistake. And I thought something, the ice rod was in Pendant Ice Palace big key chest. It was in big chest, and both of us did Hera already, and we left the Ice Palace big key in the Hera lobby area. So we both had to go back, and I'm like, well, we didn't lose time, so that's good. But it all worked out. Looking forward to seeing how those go in the playoffs, like for everybody, considering there'll be like, you know, more, everyone likes to use the word stakes this week. So there'll be more stakes on the line for that, but it'll, you know, just a slightly more pressure situation, so to speak. But and then this week, I think Andy lost to Namefaker, had an issue. Andy's been having some issues. It's okay, though. No. I can't say anything because I've not been playing, but like actually playing the game. I've just been piloting. But I think he had an issue where he told us something along the lines of, I got a text from a delivery company. Like, he was playing his race the day before he went out of town. He said, I got a text from a delivery company and spaced on Bonk Rocks. And he's like, it's fine. Whenever I get a glove, I'll just do Bonk Rocks on the way up to the mountain. And the glove was in Bonk Rocks. So he hard last located that, was behind, and then made, you know, some wrong plays near the end of the seed as well. So, you know, that wasn't what lost it for him. But and then Matt won today. So 2-1-1 weeks for us. We're still second right now. We're outright second, it looks like. Still within a shot of first. We're playing the first place team this week in Cross Keys. So, and again, I'm not playing that. So I'm just going to sit here and be like, yay. And whatever happens, happens. Yeah, go team.
It's whatever, a fun place to be.
Yeah, whatever happens, happens. But should be some really good races with this team in Cross Keys. Looking forward to seeing how those go.
Yeah, I've been really trying to support my teammates, but I feel like every race, like both of them raced last Monday from like the first one was at like 2 p.m. and then the next one was at 4 p.m. And it's like I am 1000% at work and Mondays are always the busiest. And it's like I'm trying to watch a little bit on a on my phone, but, you know, it's not always easy. But, you know, obviously we get VODs and we have the channel afterwards where we talk about it and cheer each other on and all that.
Right.
That's, as we've said many times, that's like the funnest part of league is having teammates and bonding like that.
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah, Dante, I wanted to go back real quick to mention this concept of Andy deciding to forfeit because he's not happy with the way he's playing, and the opponent offering.
No, and what you're putting a little too much on that. Like we lost probably 5 to 10 minutes of progression plus the 2 deaths in TR. So the forfeit was we were double digit minutes behind in in a like, and he's on tilt, like, you know, within reason, I would say, but we're double digit.
How is that different? How's that different than what I said? What did I say that was not accurate?
Okay, fine. If you want to spin it that way, it sounds so dirty when you put it that way. He's not happy with his play, so he quit. Okay. But
yeah, no,
you're
not
wrong. You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
I also don't think there's anything like mean-spirited or negative about that. I think that's a very delicate way to say it.
Okay. Right? Like, it sounded a little dirty. I was good. I'm just saying.
Okay, all right. I don't know how else to phrase it, but like, okay, forfeiting, you technically are still in the race. You haven't lost yet. There's no indication that you have lost, but you just don't want to play anymore for whatever reason, right? Like took a death, took 2 deaths, not happy with execution. I think they're all hand in hand. So anyway, the opponent offers a rematch, which I assume they are saying by offering that they are willing to take the results of the next race as the results of like what's going to be recorded.
Again, the reason that happened was because the only thing Ravis jumped to saying that due to the first thing he saw was a crash. And Andy said Andy said later the reason it crashed was because he tossed his controller onto his desk and it shook his SNES and it caused it to crash. So like, he, you know, the crash was in a player problem. It was not a this just happenstance happened. So Ravis, I think, was under the impression it was something that just happened and it was going to be the one thing that decided the race. And no, it was not the thing that decided the race. What decided the race was, you know, Andy making a mistake on Laser Bridge, you know, on 2 separate occasions. So that was the deciding thing. And this is honestly like Andy would play this out. I think I'm going to speak for him. I'd play it out. Spoiler lends itself, especially in like spoiler pilot, and it's not an elimination game as well. It's like, you know where your opponent is. So you're going to be spending the next 30, 40 minutes just doing this, knowing you are going to lose unless the most unfortunate thing happens to them. And I don't know, racing rando, it's like, I kind of want to, whenever I look at it, I kind of want to just say I earned this, you know, I did well, I guessed right, I played the seed right. I don't ever want something like majorly bad to happen to somebody, you know, like that's not what you want, I guess. Mm-hmm. But in spoiler, when you see it, that's like the only thing you can really hope for is just I hope they died again in 15 times, like on Gold Sword.
It's,
like,
only it's just chance
ain't happening, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think you're right that it does change things quite a bit when you are able to see the opponent's progress, because then it's not a like, I don't know if I'm behind or not. It's like, I am behind and there's no question about that whatsoever. So I do think that's a little different. But I just wanted to say I became aware of another situation where that happened, where somebody, and I'll keep things anonymous just because I don't know if they want me talking about it explicitly or not, but like they didn't, what I said earlier basically, but like, their words, they didn't like the way they were playing. They were getting tilted. They were frustrated. They forfeited. The other person came back and said, oh, well, do you want a rematch? I think that's I don't like that situation. You know, I think, again, I think that's different than spoiler, but like, I don't think people should be offering rematches when someone forfeits, especially if it was not because of like a hardware failure or anything, but just because like, okay, I want to give you this win. I'm not playing my best. Let's just call it here. Like, no rematches in those situations. And you know, when I advised my friend, I was like, look, when they offer it to you and you take it, like the results of the second one are going to stand, and that is on them. Like, that is not on you if you accepted, you know, like they should not have made that offer in the first place if they were worried about whether they win or lose, you know?
My thing on that is kind of like, you want everybody to have fun while they're playing, like win or lose. That's what this is legitimately supposed to be, especially with the league. It's not supposed to be the most Omega serious thing, which is probably going to lead me on another tangent in a second. But you know, if somebody offers a rematch, like if you're okay taking that, then I mean, the admins are not gonna, I don't think it's in our prerogative right now to like say no. We're trying to like let players do more of what they want.
Resolve things
on their own,
too. Yeah.
Instead of just being like, well, the rules say, you know, we've done that in the past and people didn't feel good about it, even though they knew that was the right thing to do rules wise. So we're trying to be a little more flexible, I guess, is the way to put it, while staying on such a tight, strict schedule. So we're trying to find a middle ground. But yeah, so you didn't play Champions Hunt, Ganon Hunt, Swordless. How did that go for your team?
The champion set. Well, we won both of them.
Okay. How did they like the mode?
I don't think it was a big fan favorite, from our team. I mean, you know, when you win, you feel a little bit better about it probably, but no, I don't think anyone's like clamoring to like get back to another one of these anytime soon.
Yeah. I don't know. All week, I'm going to sound mad, like big mad. You can call me big mad, DM me and tell me I'm mad. A lot of people were complaining about the mode this week. Like, and I say a lot, it was probably like maybe double digits. And it's like, yeah, mode is not the best, you know, like it's kind of experimental. But people are like, there's no meta, there's no like guidance. And it's like, so my whole thought, like all I could think is just like, man, you guys don't, you can't have one week where there's some randomness to your randomizer. You know, it's got to be, you know, casual boots and potatoes like all the time. I don't know. It put me in a sour mood one day, and it didn't think like all the people think the league's trash. If you think the league as a whole is trash, I'm kind of like, okay, you need to go touch grass. A lot of people have told me, I actually have had two people reach out to me in a DM and say, I don't care what people are saying about this one week. You guys have killed it with the mode selection and the way this has panned out. And I still believe that. I believe that 100% because we seem to have, you know, the most amount of participants that we've had in a long time. People obviously a little upset, you know, they're vested. I get it. They're very vested in their results. They want to do well. And when you give them a bit of randomization, it makes it difficult to maybe use your skill sets to achieve those. But man, I don't know. It's kind of like, you know, you have one small thing that's not perfect and everybody's all up in arms. And I'm like, man, y'all, and I'm making it sound worse than it is. If you didn't see somebody, it was like in like league general. And it wasn't out of line. Let me state that. Nobody was really out of line, but they were just very mad. And so I was just like, I kind of said some stupid stuff like, you know, hey, we didn't make it inverted. Count your blessings. So there you go.
That's valid. That's super valid.
Good point.
But, you know, I don't know if we'll ever bring this back, but feedback is always good, mostly. And we have a feedback form that we always put out at the end of the year. And if this is overwhelmingly the non-favorite mode, then maybe it goes away again. Who knows? Or it goes away and we do something else. But some of the stuff we planned, let me tell you, in planning, we could have had some kind of inverted, crazy minimizer ball shuffle deal. I'm not going to like say the whole thing as far as what happened, but like it wasn't my idea. And I almost kind of was like, oh, I can get on board with this. But I mean, Temp, how do you feel about 2 weeks of potential minimizer instead of just the one?
I don't mind Enemizer. I think it is fun. It's a fun way to kind of shake it up. I like that it's, you know, when you start messing around with like entrances and of course, you know, keys, I'm not super fond of, but it's fine.
Okay.
You know, it still has the same like framework as like a standard or an open or something. So I like that. I feel like I can participate in an Enemizer.
Yeah. All right.
So,
well, it didn't happen. So I'll say also count your blessings on that one too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough. Like with any of the modes, I will have criticisms, but I certainly will never log them with like admins and say like, you know, like directly say to them, like, don't please do these anymore
on the form later. Like I'm not, you know, please do. Like, I'd like to know if a mode sucks at the end of the season. So,
well, no, I guess what I'm driving at is like, I that feels to me like a personal preference kind of thing. And it's like, just because I don't like it, I recognize that there are a bunch of people that do, and I don't necessarily think the system needs to change. I'm just not going to like that week as much. And that's fine. You know, yeah,
fair.
So even pilot spoiler, like, I don't want that to go away, 'cause I can see how much some people are really enjoying that. And I really like the opportunity that gives people who aren't as strong a players to still be very involved and a part of the success of their team by, you know, becoming an all-star pilot. So I may hate the mode, and you can go listen to the last episode and hear me talk about how much I hate it, but that's the extent of it. You know, that's where it ends as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So
gotcha. Well,
I don't like to complain only on the podcast, not in like official formats, only like in this place.
Speaking of complaining, I want to complain that I haven't heard Herf talk in a while. So, 'cause of me. So, Herf, you want to tell us about the latter season 21 announcement that, sure. Duncan and you dropped yesterday?
Yeah, so we streamed this yesterday. Duncan planned this all out and made like a little neat presentation, as he always does. And essentially, I'll try to keep it a little short and concise. We released the official season 21 schedule. I'm not going to go through all the modes individually, but I'll say we made an effort to have as many boots modes as possible in there. So this is like the boot season, so to speak.
Very cool.
There's cross keys, which I believe doesn't have a boot start. I think that's due to a technical limitation in the generator on the main VT side. I think someone yesterday in chat said you could have pseudo boots for cross keys. That apparently works correctly. But yes. I don't know if Dunko looked into that or if he just said, no, this one's not going to have boots modes. It might change if he finds out that pseudo boots might work or whatever, but we'll see. And mystery, of course. There's a big chance that you get starting boots, but it's not guaranteed like in most of the other modes. So that's the takeaway for the season 21 schedule. And the biggest part from the announcement was probably the 2023 Megatational, as Dunka calls it.
Oh, baby.
So it kind of works like structure-wise, like the previous Invitational. So there will be 16 players split into four groups. The big difference is we're inviting people from their overall standing. So the ladder has both a global rankings or like a lifetime ranking, as well as a seasonal ranking. And most people and most of the magic juice that goes into the matchmaking and everything comes from the seasonal stuff. But there's always a little bit of, Dunka called it flavoring or like seasoning from the global rankings on top of it to make the seasoning or the magic juice work out a little better. And so it has some sort of influence. But other than just being, you know, nice stats to have, they've never really come big into play in anything in the ladder. So this Invitational is made so the global rankings actually matter for once, and people who've been playing for a long time or who've been very successful in a specific mode or rather in the overall rankings actually get like a chance to be rewarded for, you know, doing well in ladder over a long period of time above the average, so to speak. The way the modes work is pretty interesting. I don't know how deeply you want me to go into this due to time, but it's, you know, it's a whole thing.
What do you think, Dan? Dant-Man.
Dant. All right. I mean, give us a broad overview. Make it happen. Okay, I actually couldn't listen to the thing when he talked about how the invitational part was going to work. So
Okay, let's see how I can group this together to make it make sense. Basically, every racer in a group chooses out of all modes from the ladder that have ever been played on the ladder. So all modes that have ever been played on the ladder in the past 20 seasons are available to choose from. I think there's a few exceptions like Grab Bag, for example, because that's more like a, you know, a thing than a mode, so to speak. And you can even choose mystery if you want to. And then once all the 8 modes are submitted, they will be public to the group. And then the number 2 seed and the number 1 seed will each get to veto one of those modes. And then they will be shuffled and assigned to each player. You're guaranteed to get at least one of your modes of your choosing in one of your races. Unless they were both vetoed. So if you choose 2 modes and the number 1 and number 2 seed in your group veto them, then you're just out of luck. That's just bad luck. Mm. But, you know, it's very unlikely to happen, but it could happen. And then there's one day for submissions. Then there's one day for the vetoes. And then there's a 7-day period to schedule your matches. So it's basically a 9-day week that Duncan made up for this to get through the groups or through all the races. And that's how it's going to be working all the way through. So people will be submitting their modes at the start of the week. Then on the second day, the first 2 seats will veto a mode each. And then they will start scheduling races and off they go.
Very cool. So for this invitational, is there a prize? Because I know Dunka has put up some pretty impressive prizes for some of the past ones.
Oh, there's not only one prize. There's a choice of 1 of 4 prizes, if you want to.
Oh, yeah.
So you can get the 64GB Steam Deck is still up for grabs. The last invitational champion didn't want that, so it's still there in the pool. Dunka said he still has a black Super NT. On his shelf that he's had for quite some time. He also did a live lookup on eBay yesterday while we were streaming to see, because right now they're not in production and people aren't sure if they will ever be again. They're about $400 from the $250 they cost on the website. So, jeez. You know, up to $500, $550. So it's pretty good. He snagged a transparent blue analog pocket, which supposedly they're also only making a single runoff from these of those analog pocket things.
Is that the Game Boy one?
Yeah, it's those handheld ones, the new ones.
And it does everything. As a FYI, it doesn't do auto tracking if you like hack it to run SNES, but it can run SNES, and it has a dock you can buy to hook it up to a monitor. And it's very. I've got one. I don't have the special color one, but it's very nice. I think that's big besides the Steam Deck. Yeah. That and the Steam Deck are the two, I don't know how you don't take either one of those.
Yeah, it's they're very good. And the last one is a cash prize of lesser value. So we've offered this because in the past we've had some issues with international winners having to, you know, they're getting a brand new inbox with the shrink wrap around it, Super NT. And even though it says gift on the outside, the people in the customs office are like, this is shrink wrapped and brand new. You obviously bought this and now you have to pay customs and income tax and stuff on this. And one guy just, you know, sent it back because he would have had to pay $200, $250 taxes and import fees and stuff
that. So that's wild.
It's customs is a whole thing. Especially with new and shrink wrap stuff. But yeah, that's the invitational that's going to be happening. The last thing I want to mention real quick is there will be an extended downtime between this and the next season. It will pretty much exactly happen in the week of SGL from the 7th to the 13th. Dunka is doing a bunch of bot upgrades and getting everything ready and stuff. So just so people are aware, during SGL week, you'll have to watch SGL.
You'll have no other choice.
Yep.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks, Herf, for the ladder update, season 21. We'll also put a link to the VOD for that announcement in the description if you want to watch it and get a little bit more detail on all that. So some quick news items. First one we have up here is NMG League Season 5. So it's coming back. It is going back to vanilla NMG. You know, last season we reported on the fact that they were using the rando version of, right. you know, vanilla. Basically, now it's back to NMG. Mm-hmm. So qualifiers are going to be open from now until Friday. So they were open previously and they closed this Friday.
Yeah, from this episode.
Yeah. Yeah, so you got a couple days. If this is like brand new news to you, you got a couple days to get those knocked out. But then races are going to begin next Monday. So that's NMG League Season 5. Check the description for appropriate links. And we've got some tournament champions to report on. We told you last time that we had some upcoming finals. Those have now happened, and we have some winners. So for the Cross Keys tournament, congratulations, huge GGs to Wallkix. Was able to edge out Alizon in game 3. So we'll have a VOD to that in the description. And third and fourth place were Matt 7898 and Relkin for that tournament. So congratulations to all involved. That was a long one. That's one of those kind of like staples of the community, that Cross Keys tournament. So huge congratulations again to Wallkix for pulling it out there. Yep. And then we have the Casual Boots tournament, which has concluded. Huge GGs and congratulations to Rob J. Beasley. Was able to beat Cade Rukawa for the belt, if you will. Third and fourth place for that was Ticknaldo and Radical Sniper 99. So we will post the final challenge, the final race, and also tourney feedback form. So if you were a part of the Casual Boost tourney and you have some feedback, you can use that.
Two shout outs real fast about those, both of those. Both of these runners that won, Wallkix for Cross Keys and Rob for Casual Boots. Rob was last year's runner up in the Casual Boots tournament. And I think it was 2 years ago that Wallkix was runner up in that tournament. So, you know, always, I always think it's cool when, you know, people get right there and then, you know, Rando keeps them away from, you know, winning, so to speak. And then, you know, they keep playing the game and then come back. You know, it may not be the next year or, you know, it could be the following or down the line, but, you know, actually getting, you know, finishing that tournament out. Cause I know, you know, Wallkix really loves Cross Keys. Rob, I know from the way he plays, at least, really loves Casual Boots too. So, really cool to see, that for both of these guys.
That is awesome. Thanks for that context. Cause I mean, I probably said that with my own human voice, you know, back when those tournaments happened, but I just cannot remember the history of all these tournaments. Mm-hmm. So I really appreciate that context. That's very awesome. So again, huge congratulations to both of them. I'm sure both those tournaments will be back next year. So we'll be looking forward to that. I think that's it for news. Let's go ahead and get into GMP community updates. So not much to report on, but I do have one important piece of info to share with all of you. So we mentioned last time that we have a little bit of a role switch. Instead of admins, we now have community managers, and we have a new class of mods helping us out. Well, we've still been kind of in planning phases, you know, slowly getting things rolled out and worked out. You know, Lumog is really leading the charge there, our kind of main community manager. The first thing that he has rolled out is there is now a new rank within the GMP server that you can assign to yourself. So there's a channel near the very top of the list called like bot assignment role or something to that effect. And if you go in there and you type ? Rank weekly events, that will give you a new role called weekly events. And we're eventually going to get set up pretty soon here. I think, we've got a new bot we're inviting in called Reminder Bot that will ping you when you need, whenever there are upcoming weekly events and, you know, things like group races, exhibitions of the BWS, things of that nature. We've done some of that stuff in the past. We're trying to get it going and have it come back. So the first step is having people opt into this weekly events role. If that's something you think you might be interested in, if you don't mind the extra ping to let you know, that is what that'll be for. And then we'll be more than happy to have you join us for any of those as they happen. So help yourself to that role. We'll keep you updated as more things happen, but really the best way to stay updated is to give yourself that role, and then, you know, updates will come to you from there. I already mentioned GMP at STL. We'll have the 20-minute episodes Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Those will probably go up like midday-ish if I had to guess, but I also reserve the right to mess with that depending on how things are looking when we get there. So just, you know, keep an eye on the feed. The episodes will populate, you know, as they're ready. We'll put them up right away for sure. And now biweekly seeds. So last time we did the STL hard or whatever, So hope everyone enjoyed that.
Or whatever.
I have a suggestion. Yeah, the or whatever, definitely an important part of the identity.
That was the most important part about it,
yeah. Absolutely. This time I was thinking maybe we just do that thing we do sometimes where the new league week is what we go with.
All right.
And in that case, it would be Enemizer.
Yeah.
And if you even want to go a step further and log that as a co-op Enemizer, remember the way to do that is you both just run the seed. Both of y'all submit your time, but then average your collection rate together. Both of you provide the same collection rate, and that should kind of let us know that you both ran the seed together. Or just average your times together. Some people did that last time. I guess you really could do whatever you want. That's the fun thing about the BWS and its leaderboard. Whatever feels like the most fun to you. It's a super casual place to try out different types of seeds. And this time we're doing the Enemizer. So check it on out. All right, let's wrap it up. Okay. GoModePodcast@gmail.com. Twitter. That's it.
Yeah,
I'm really trying to distill this down.
You've gotten really good at getting like the integral information out there. That's all we need.
Let me jump in, okay? Like, I'm gonna steal the show for 2 seconds, and I think Tim's okay with this. So, the day if you're listening to this, the day this comes out, the very next day, if you're in our Discord, you're gonna see it on the announcements. If you are subscribed to both of our podcast feeds, you're gonna see it there. We're gonna have what I called on the last spoiler log probably the biggest guest I've ever had or probably will ever have on the spoiler log, and it's important to probably listen to it, I think, before Speed Gaming Live. And that was kind of the very obvious hint I'm giving away here, so be ready for that too. Like, that's something you're gonna want to not miss. That's probably some potential GMP community news as well. We'll say that at least.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to that. Just make sure that you're subscribed to the spoiler log RSS feed and your podcatcher of choice, because you are not going to want to miss Dante's next episode. I'm really excited about it. We have a Patreon. We have
PayPal. He doesn't care. He really doesn't care. No, I'm kidding.
I was literally about to say, we really appreciate people.
I know. That's why I timed. That was actual me trying to time something, and it worked that time.
That actually worked. Yeah, no, that was good. I think that's about it for that. If you want to leave us a review, we really appreciate those as well. It's been about a month, I think, since our last one. And before that, it had been like a year. So help us get to 64. I'd really love to give us to 64. Oh, there is one more thing, actually. I literally just remembered. I've been meaning to say this for a little while. In our GMP Discord server, we have been hovering around 990 members really ever since last mentor tournament ended. So if you are a regular listener and you're just like not on Discord, if you don't mind, if you have a little bit of time, if you can get into our server and we can get up to 1,000, I think that would be a really cool milestone. I think there's maybe even like server features and things that unlock once you get to that size.
Let me tell you what unlocks when you do that. Everyone who's offline disappears. They don't show in an offline section. They're just gone. Oh, so everyone who likes to stay perpetually offline, they're not even outed for being in the server. They're just down there unless you check mutual servers with them somewhere else. So if you're looking for someone who's offline and you're like, I need to find them so I could click their name and send them a DM, you can't anymore. That's the feature. Okay. It's a feature.
Well, you don't make it sound that attractive. It doesn't seem like a very fun reason to get us there.
1,000 members is a cool milestone for a community. So I agree with that.
It's as simple as that. It's not really anything more exciting than that. I could try to, zhuzh it up by saying there's extra features. But really, at the end of the day, I think it would just be cool if there was four numbers instead of three, So that's my only motivation. Anyway, let's do shout outs. I'll go first real quick. I just want to say to everybody, happy Halloween. This is one of my favorite times of year, and especially having a little, almost 3-year-old, one of her favorite things to do is walk around the neighborhood and look at all the pukey stuff, which is the way that she says spooky stuff. She loves all the, inflatables and, different Halloween decorations everyone's hanging up in our neighborhood. And the movie, The Nightmare Before Christmas, is pretty much a daily viewing for us at this point. I was a little worried it was going to be a little too scary for someone as young as her, but she absolutely loves it. She's not scared at all. We've been just walking around singing those songs on repeat. They're so dang catchy. But yeah, happy Halloween. I hope everyone's enjoying the spooky season.
And the scary skeletons.
Mm-hmm. Spooky. The 10-foot skeletons. In the yards. There's one person in our neighborhood that has 2 10-foot skeletons.
Wow. They have money.
We're in awe every time we walk by.
They have money. Yeah.
It's remarkable.
All right. I guess I'll go next. Dun, 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 Herf's Game Corner.
I'm here for it, baby.
What are you playing? Tell us about Super Mario Wonder.
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, it was a Mario game, whatever. Right?
Well, the funny thing is, I'm now seeing like all these Super Mario Maker and Mario World ROM hack players and stuff playing it on YouTube and seeing those videos pop up. And each video, I don't care which one it is, it's like Super Mario Wonder is the best 2D Mario since forever and everything. And I'm like, nah, you know, it was good. It was fun. I thought the power-ups were kind of underwhelming. The new ones, they weren't really that interesting. But it was a great, competent Mario game, and it's a ton of fun if you like 2D platformers and Mario games in general. But I don't think it's like the new coming of Jesus Christ or anything like that. I thought it was a solid game, but it wasn't the best thing ever.
Yeah.
What I will say, though, is that Spider-Man 2 on my PS5 is the best game ever.
Ooh.
I've been playing that game nonstop. I've been up since until 4 a.m., on both Friday and Saturday, because I just couldn't stop playing it.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's really I feel like it's the first game that really showcases all of the PS5's features without just being like a tech demo type of thing where it's like, oh, look what we can do. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, you can switch. It's kind of like GTA 5 where you can switch between the Miles Morales and Peter Parker on the fly.
Ooh, nice.
And when you do, it just does like a fly through of the city, and like the load times are immediate. The fast travel is instant. All the haptic feedback on the controllers is crazy. And it's like a really good showcase of the power of the PS5, I think. And it's a ton of fun.
Mm. I feel like that game really crept up. Like, maybe it's just I wasn't paying attention, but it was just suddenly like, oh, Spider-Man 2's out. Like, it was not on my radar at all. But I loved the first one, and I didn't even realize that was both Peter Parker and Miles Morales.
Yeah, they're both in it. It's basically Spider-Man 3, realistically.
Because, right, because Miles Morales was also kind of a sequel. Interesting. Well, I'll definitely play that eventually once I get a PS5, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Or when it eventually maybe comes out on PC. Like
it probably will in
someday down the line.
I would assume so.
Yeah.
Dante, what about you? All right. So I told this to the guys a little bit beforehand, but I'm going to kind of embellish it for just a second. So listening to us, who actually listens to the end of these shows where we talk about random things we like. Have you ever wanted ranch and you bought like a Hidden Valley brand, I'm being very American here, bottle of ranch, and got it home and was like, man, this tastes like absolute dog do, like I don't like it, it doesn't taste like restaurant ranch, I want the ranch I get at my restaurants that I go to that tastes so phenomenal. Well, I'm not big on these like TikTok, Instagram reel trends or whatever, YouTube shorts, but I was willing to try this one. I spent a couple years off and on in my bigger days, where I was like, I want restaurant style ranch. I want to be able to get like the Chili's ranch. I was all about some Chili's ranch at one point. And, anyway, long story short, there was this video I saw like scrolling and he was like, we found the recipe for restaurant style ranch. And I'm like, all right, I'll listen to this. It is actually exactly what I've wanted my entire life. It made me so happy. He had a great reaction in the video. I'll have to link it to Temp so he can maybe put it in the description to make people understand the concept here. You've probably seen this guy on social media somewhere if you look at socials. I think it's like Jordan the Stallion or something. I'm not sure. I think it's something the Stallion. Anyway, he's pretty funny. Anyway, it's amazing. If you like restaurant style ranch and you want it at home and you don't want to have to go out for it, make this. It'll actually cause you to eat an entire bag of chips. I literally cooked french fries last night. That was dinner. I made french fries. Me and the wife just put french fries in the air fryer and dipped them in this ranch. It was that good. Do it. You won't regret it. I promise. It's delicious.
I'm definitely going to check this out. I can absolutely relate to the restaurant versus bottle. So when you bottle it, like, I guess the way they have to like preserve it or something, just, it does not taste right. So yeah, this is an exciting prospect. I'm looking forward to trying this recipe out.
But yeah, pretty good stuff.
Nice. All right. Well, again, remember, no episode 2 Wednesdays from now, but you'll get your some mini episodes the day after and then Friday and Saturday. So look forward to that. We certainly will. Next time you hear from us, we will be on location in Herndon, Virginia. So for now, we'll go ahead and sign out. I've been Timp on behalf of my co-host Dante and Herfy Durfy. Let's go ahead and mirror out.